Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey guys, it's Vlad Harris here with another Panther Rants podcast. Right now, currently, it's... We got the ice apocalypse happening here in Houston. Where basically we're getting a lot of freezing rain, and I'm driving home actually from work, and finish my day working from home. You know, obviously there's some ice areas in Houston, but my thing is my hope is it's not gonna be too bad. For one thing, it's hovering around 32 degrees, and you know, from my past experiences with being in Pittsburgh, for one thing, the ground has to be cold enough for it to freeze, to ice over. I know one time it snowed. This was back in 2009, and it was like 35 degrees, and the snow wasn't really laying, but they let us go home anyway, and people were all freaked out. And it was fun to see all these blowhards and oversized pickup trucks going 15 miles an hour on a highway, where I'm just flying in my little Suzuki. Because really at that point, if it's above 32 degrees and it's snowing, it's pretty much glorified rain, because the ground isn't cool enough for the snow to lay, for one thing. But, oh, enough about that garbage. Lots to cover today. I'll start with the pit topics first. Then, you know, if you guys didn't want to hear the rest of it, you don't have to. Pit hires Randy Bates as their defensive coordinator. On paper, it looks to be a decent hire. He's got experience in different recruiting territories. One name is Houston, where there's a lot of good players here. Obviously, Pitt's known for Houston products such as Colby Gray and Trey Anderson. Both quarterbacks, actually. Colby was moved, I think, to safety. And, of course, then he had a country music career. And Lord knows what happened after that. Trey, I guess, went and followed Matt House to wherever he went to, which was, I think, Florida International. And now he was with Todd Graham at Arizona State, but not sure if he's there now. Not sure what he's doing. But comes from Northwestern, which freaks a lot of people out because it's Northwestern. But here's the thing. If you're expecting like Don Capers or some sort of name, or Bud Foster, forget it. You aren't getting it. This is what we're getting, and I'm sure and Pat Narduzzi handpicked them. So, if anything, this is on him. This was his call. The backfires, it's on him. And I really wouldn't judge this guy until at least until the season starts. You know, wait till that first 300-yard passing game we let up, or at 200 yards on the ground, and we allow more than 20 points probably. So I would just hold off on it. There's nothing to get. Don't scream bloody murder over this yet. It's too early. Spring ball hasn't even started yet, for God's sakes. So calm down, people. And on the next part of it, Pitt obviously dropped in basketball. Dropped a not such a heartbreaker, morale breaker to Georgia Tech. If there's one game that Pitt could have won, it was this one. And Pitt came out off the gate down 20 points. which, you know, when that happens, you got to really dig yourselves out. Pitt had opportunities in the second half to, you know, to take control of the game. And, of course, Pitt just did what Pitt does. They give momentum and they screw it up, which is what happened, to say the least. Unfortunate. And I don't see this team making more progress because obviously they hit a wall. As the competition gets tougher and tougher. But right now there's not much that indicates any positive for next year. On paper there is. I mean, Ryan Luther's going to come back. They got some decent players coming in. But it just seems like with this team, every time they step on the floor, it's like they're playing together for the first time ever. So I'm not really feeling too positive for next year. And if you get rid of Kevin Stallings, what happens to this group now? So if anything, you're stuck with him probably for this year. And hopefully he has progress next year. Progress next year will probably be at least winning a conference game because I don't think they're winning one this year. I don't see them winning any conference game this year or any games for that matter. So, for the most part, they're screwed. So, I mean, we all knew this season was going to be garbage, but not much to be positive about right now. Who knows? We can be proven wrong, but it seems like every game Kevin Stallings wants to fix something, but they're always flat out the gate no matter what part of the game it is. If it's first half, second half, they come out flat. I'm not sure if he can fix that with these guys. I don't think he's sure he can fix anything with them right now. They just are what they are. So you can scheme or do whatever the hell you want, but it just is with this group right now. So all I can say is gonna watch. Or take the year off. Find something less stressful. Like Pirates baseball. Spring training's coming up. And of course they start the season off. Not even spring training yet has begun. They deal McCutchen and Garrett Cole. And I get the moves, but could they have waited at least to the trade deadline? Because then they could have found a team who was desperate for these guys. And they could have, the Pirates could have, you know, wheeled and dealed. But Garrett Cole was no big deal, but McCutchen was a huge deal. I mean, McCutchen was so, I mean, I haven't lived in Pittsburgh in the last 9 years. But based on Twitter, this guy meant a hell of a lot to this city. I mean, he loved the city, and the city loved him. I mean, this guy gave us all, and he didn't, you know, look for a new deal or look. He didn't just go and bail. He stayed. He was here for the home stretch, and he wanted to stay here. But the Pirates dealt him. And that's just what sucks, because when you want to keep somebody, they leave for a bigger deal or better team, better situation, whatever. But you have a guy who wants to stay, and of course they deal him anyway. It sucks. So, yeah, you hear my windshield wipers? Yeah, that's part of podcasting in your car does for you. One of the downfalls. So, you know, my heart goes out to Pirate fans. Really, I do. I mean, it sucks. Because now you're rebuilding again. The thing is, are you really rebuilding? Or are you just doing enough to make a profit? Because here's the thing with Pirates fans. Is they'll come back no matter what. They're complaining about this now, how horrible this is. How the nutting suck and they're not gonna get their support ever again. Once opening day rolls around, they'll be in those stands. Because you know what? They love going to a baseball game. And if there's one thing I can credit to the Pirates organization is how they did this. I mean, you go to, I mean, it's a beautiful ballpark. You go there, it's real taken care of. Beautiful sights and sounds. You got a view of the skyline. And it's breathtaking. You got the boats on the river. And at night, it's beautiful as well. And you know, there's fireworks too at times if you got kids. I mean, there's some, I mean, the Pirates really got this formula down to a T. And I give them a ton of credit for it. I mean, just for me talking about it, I want to go to a baseball game now. I really want to go to one now. I want to go in PNC Park, even though I was rarely there when I lived in Pittsburgh because I hated baseball. Shoot, I want to go there, just sit, have a few beers, and BS about stuff, and watch the game, and ooh, a $1 hot dog night. Oh, they got those donut sandwiches. Oh, that's great. Oh, look at all the new delicatessens I got out. Awesome. See, that's where they get you. And of course, the giveaways, the hats, the bobbleheads, everything. Because basically, it's not just a baseball game you're going to. You're getting more than just that. You're getting it's a bonus. I mean, a good baseball team is a bonus bang for your buck. It's a bonus. But overall, what they're trying to do is give you the bang for your buck. And whereas baseball is just, you know, an added bonus. That's all it is. Really. That's all there is they're doing for you. Because here's the thing. I can go to Minute Maid and watch a baseball game. It won't be as enjoyable as PNC. I mean, it's a beautiful, beautiful ballpark, Minute Maid is. But there's no view of the skyline at all. There's none of that. It's a dome. And when you're in there, it's almost like you're in an aquarium. Because it gets so hot in Houston that you can't really watch a game from, open air. I mean, I was at one Astros game, and it was weird because I was like, shoot, I'm watching a game that's indoors. It's weird. It feels really weird. So, all I can say is either adopt a new team or just go for the mere enjoyment of it. I know Pitt fans, they go to Pitt Hoops games now just because they bought the tickets and they donate. And they have to just sit through it. It sucks. They could give their tickets away, but nobody really wants them at this point. Yep. Unfortunately. No, we leave that and we go to the weekend that was the NFL. And I'll tell you what, this has been a really great season for the NFL. People said that the product sucks. What's been happening? I mean, here's the thing. It depends on how you view the pro football. To me, the last 10, 15 years, the NFL has been pretty much become like the WWE. Everything has a storyline. And it feels like everything's just scripted. And this year it's like watching your favorite TV show. Because there's so many storylines, so much drama in games. I mean, look at Jacksonville, for instance. They knock off the Steelers, shock everybody. Jalen Ramsey, they fly back, and Jalen Ramsey starts running his mouth to the fans with a microphone. I mean, basically, the guy's cutting a promo for his next match. I mean, it's awesome. He's like Hollywood Hogan, just cutting his promo for the next wrestling match. And that's really what the NFL has done with the Patriots. They've made New England to the Hulk Hogan of what he was to WWE in the 80s. Where Hulk Hogan, during that time, he was either the most hated wrestler or the most loved wrestler. Most popular, most hated. People would tune in to see him get his ass kicked, or they would tune in to see him kick ass. It was one or the other. And that's what was awesome about it. Now, you don't have that as much. Well, actually, you do. You do now with New England, because that's what they built them up to be. Some conspiracies, this and that. People love them. People love them. People really hate them. And that's what they've become. They've become like the Hulk Hogan of the whole thing. And as far as the Steelers go, I expected, you know, I wasn't surprised by this. Last podcast, I said our luck, you know, Jacksonville will come out of the gate and drop a bunch of points on us, which they did, 45. And, it, you know, Steelers had to crawl back from this. They had opportunities in the second half to take momentum, and they just couldn't punch it in. You know, bad play calling was one thing. So, even if the Steelers would have won this game, they were going to lose next week. Because they were just too much to overcome for them. Too much to overcome. And by the time I got to New England, they would have won more or not. I mean, they had a great regular season. It just, unfortunately, they failed. And a lot of people want Tomlin axed, but he's done so much good. He's done so good over the course that he can't, you know, he hasn't really done anything for himself to get fired. I mean, if you fire Tomlin, who do you replace him with? That's hard to do. Because your next hire, you got to nail it. Which is what they did with Cowher. When Cowher left it, when they made their next hire, they had to nail it. And they did. It worked out. But then we had a great theatrical ending with the Vikings and Saints. Where they traded field goals. And then Keenum with the awesome throw. And the Saints player, it looked like he was looking for the big hit and he just whiffed. It was either that or he felt he came too early and he was afraid of getting flagged for pass interference. Well, I mean, he gave him a touchdown. And, you know, people would have felt bad for him, but you know what? Don't. I mean, it's his job. It was his job. He had one job to do and he didn't do it. He screwed up. He's a big boy. He'll recover. You'll need to pray for him. Because when the day's over, he goes back to his expensive home. Family, if he has one. He'll be fine. The Eagles are obviously going to ride Nick Foles to the Super Bowl. Because I really don't see the Vikings getting past the Eagles defense. The Eagles defense, for the most part, is hungry right now. They're very hungry. And I don't see a Case Keenum-led team. I mean, Keenum is going to cash in. He's had a great year. I just don't see a Case Keenum-led team, you know, getting past the Eagles. Jacksonville is probably eventually going to get blown out by New England because I don't see that offense doing anything. Patriots have several ways that they can beat you. So, I mean, I understand that the defense is ferocious. But New England probably already has a way to beat them already. Because that's just how they are. They're well coached. So, we're probably looking at Eagles and Patriots Super Bowl. Which is great because you have the Patriots. And you have the Philadelphia where the Declaration of Independence was signed. So, it's very, very clever. Very clever of the NFL. But one good thing is, if New England loses, it'll suck. But well, not if they lose. I mean, if they lose, it'll be great. If they win, it'll suck. But you know what? Dion Lewis and Nick Grigsby will get Super Bowl rings. So I'll take Pitt players getting Super Bowl rings any day of the week. But as far as Steelers go, they have a long off season. Of course, Ben obviously has gone over his whole mopey, I'm not sure if I'm retiring or blah blah blah. He plans to stay a lot longer. So maybe whatever it was that was probably bugging up his ass. It sounds like he wants to be here now. But I don't see him ever winning another Super Bowl again. Because as long as Tom Brady's there, he's not going to win one. Because he's going to get through Tom Brady to win one. And that's the thing. He's never had to play Tom Brady in the playoffs to win us to get to the Super Bowl. Actually, I scratched that. I mean, he has never had to beat Tom Brady to get to a Super Bowl. He's played Tom Brady, never beat him. Whereas Peyton Manning has played him and beat Tom Brady. So that's one thing I'm disappointed in this loss, because I would have liked to see if Ben could do it this year and then it would cement his legacy for sure. Because he should have more rings. He should have more rings, and so should Drew Brees. Because they're two really good quarterbacks. But anyways, I'll stop rambling. I'm sorry. Hell to pit.